The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball. Tonight, it's the D24 District Final in Kearney, featuring two of the top teams in the state, the Gildner Hornets and the Bertrand Vikings. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Intro with the serve. Deep middle. Ship gets a hand on it. Slide it right side for Peterson, and she'll get the kill. Madison Peterson with her fifth kill. Side out here for Bertrand.
Tonight's matchup could be a preview of the state finals, as Bertrand is a perfect 30-0, and Gildner is a solid 28-1. Number one versus number two. It's the Vikings and Hornets coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for the D24 District Volleyball Championship. With our producer-engineer, Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda with you as we get ready for Gildner and Bertrand, one of those matchups you were pretty sure at the beginning of the year you would see at the end of the year. 30-0 Bertrand, 28-1 Gildner. They do have a little bit of history playing in the state tournament in the championship game in 2008, and then in the first round 2 years ago. Gildner, of course, won the state championship back at the old NU Coliseum. And for Gildner, they lost then to Bertrand the next time around. So should be a good matchup here tonight, and we're glad to have you on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Both teams look to have secured a wild card berth, so the good news is you've got two great teams that are going to play here tonight and get tested, and they're both going to be able to move on to Grand Island to the D2 state tournament. Although two wild cards already seem to be out there for Ewing and Fall City Sacred Heart, and they are in the top five of the wild card points. All Class D action is going on tonight. We'll also have updates from the Axtell Southwest match, which is going on in Holdridge. Plus, down the road in Gibbon, Red Cloud is taking on Cross County. We will take a break and be back with the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner is a proud sponsor of all Gildner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Gildner.
The Gildner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Gildner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Gildner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Gildner area. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Gildner encourage and support the Gildner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Gildner.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Gildner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off tonight, for the 28-1 Gildner Hornets, their service rotation looks like this. Number 7 is a 5'5" junior, Madison Amel. Number 1, 5'9" senior, Darby Henricks. Number 5, 5'6" junior, Shelby Henricks. Number 13, one of the top hitters in all of D2, 5'9" senior, Danny Most. She has over 420 kills on the season. Number 9 is a 5'6" senior in Augusta Rhodes. And number 10 is a 5'8" junior in Jacqueline Hopple. No libero for Gildner. Their head coach is Kurt Polt, assisted by Christy Vaught. They are 28-1 on the season. That only loss came to Blue Hill, a Sioux 2 team that went 25-5 this season. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Bertrand Vikings. Number 11 is a 5'8 senior, Savannah High. Number 2, 5'9 sophomore, Molly Capps. And it looks like they're going to do the national anthem before the lineup, so we'll take a timeout first, and then we'll come back and give you the Bertrand starters after this.
The First State Bank and Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Continuing on with the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. As we looked at Giltner, now we'll go with Bertrand. Number 11, 5'8" senior, Savannah High. Number 2, 5'9" sophomore is Molly Capps. Number 5 is a 5'9" senior in Kate Christensen. Number 8, 5'8" senior, Brittany Shipp. Number 6, a 5'8" senior in Madison Peterson. She leads the team in kills, although very balanced between her, Chesterman, and Capps. And number 7, 5'9" sophomore, Haley Donnell, wraps up the starting lineup. Libero is number 1, 5'4" senior, Allison Mason. The head coach is Lisa Mason, assisted by Kevin Levine. Bertrand is a perfect 30-0 on the season. The teams are ranked 1 and 2, depending on which paper you look at, the Lincoln Journal Star or the Omaha World Herald. They are flip-flop. Bertrand, though, even though they're undefeated, actually 3rd in the D2 wildcard points behind Giltner and Meade. So Giltner's number 1, Meade's number 2, but it looks like the winner tonight will be the number 1 seed in the D2 state tournament. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we're about ready to bring you high school volleyball tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bertrand, and Giltner. We told you about what's going on in Class D tonight. Tomorrow, we will be on the air in Class C action at Kennesaw as the Kearney Catholic Stars take on the St. Paul Wildcats for the 3rd time this year. St. Paul defeated Kearney Catholic in the Lou Platt semifinals. The very next Tuesday, Kearney Catholic swept St. Paul on their home court to capture the regular season Lou Platt championship. So the rubber match will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Kennesaw. And then next Tuesday, it's the state quarterfinals in the C&D state football playoffs. We will have the Amherst-Wallace and Donovan Trumbull North Platte St. Pat's games 3 and 6 here on Classic Hits. The Elm Creek-Hemingford game will be at 2 next Tuesday on ESPN 1460. And the Giltner and Why Not football game will be on the Breeze 94.5 FM 3 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It is Giltner and Bertrand when we come back.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Giltner will be in their black uniforms with orange trim. They will move from right to left. For Bertrand, they will be in their white uniforms with the blue trim, and they will move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we're about ready to get things going here at Cope Gymnasium. As long as all the cell phones are turned off, we'll be ready to bring you some high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Going to be a good time tonight. Bertrand has really brought the whole community here. They will be seated in front of us, so you'll tell when Bertrand has something good going. The Giltner fans are seated on the far side. I would say Bertrand has Giltner outnumbered by just a little bit, but boy, Bertrand obviously coming off the football win last night. They know that their kids are into the state tournament on both sides. Should be a great matchup here tonight. And as we said in the opening, could be a preview of the state final. There's a really good chance that these teams would be on the opposite side of the bracket, that whoever wins will be the number one seed, and then the loser, Giltner, might be the two seed. If Bertrand loses, they probably hang on to that number three seed. Giltner has won the toss, and they will serve it away. Back to do the honors, Madison Ommel, the 5'5 junior. Three seniors, three juniors here for the Giltner Hornets. For Bertrand, they start four seniors and two sophomores. This has been a great senior class for the for the Bertrand Vikings. And the left-handed serve is across by Ommel, and we're underway. First swing of the night by Bertrand, taken across there by Molly Campson. Dugout stays at the 10-foot line. Outside attack, tipped over by Darby Henricks. To the outside, Bertrand goes near side attack. Down and good, Molly Caps. And the sophomore will have our first kill of the contest to make it 1-0. Side out here for Bertrand. And serving it away will be Savannah High, and into the net it goes. Jaden High came in to serve. So Jaden rotates in, serves. It goes into the net. Jaden, a 5'6 junior, and right back over here to Giltner. Giltner on the far side. Henricks, Darby with the serve, stays in the back row. And a back row attack taken across there by Peterson. Picked up Giltner to the outside. From off the net, it'll be tapped across. Dug out Bertrand. Quick slide middle. The attack down and good for Kate Chesterman. 2-1 Bertrand. And, of course, here in the postseason, we are playing the best of five. So 3 out of 5 to win tonight. Molly Caps to serve for the Vikings. From the middle area of the service line, fires back corner to Henricks. Set middle. First big swing of the night for Danny Most is down and good. Danny Most, 423 kills on the season. To put that in perspective for Bertrand, they don't have anybody with more than 200, but Peterson is right there at 198, Caps at 181, Chesterman at 173, Most has 423, and Henricks 283 for the Giltner Hornets. And a kill on the outside belongs to Bertrand's Madison Peterson. And we are exchanging the first 5 points. No points on serve. 3-2.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Countryside Market in Bertrand would like to thank everyone for their business this year and would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get all you need for your family feast at the Countryside Market. Come have lunch with us at the deli with daily noon specials. Don't forget to pick up the potato bologna for the holidays. All at the Countryside Market in Bertrand, a very proud sponsor of high school sports. Congratulations and best of luck to a wonderful team from the Countryside Market in Bertrand.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. We're back here on Classic Hits. The score 8-5 right now in favor of Bertrand as Peterson went on a nice run at the service line. Now Bertrand comes to the outside and the kill is down by Molly Capps. And it is 9-5 and we'll have our first timeout of the match. 9-5 is your score. It's all here on Peterson serve. 9-5. We'll try and catch you up on what went on while we were knocked off the air there. Kelby Lyon came in, got a kill for Giltner, but Peterson got a couple of kills, went back and has put up a nice service run here. Four in a row, including an ace. Molly Camps has a couple of kills during that time. So your score is a 9-5 here in favor of Bertrand leading Giltner in our D24 District Championship match on Classic Hits and online as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Best of five, and we're glad you're along with us here, Giltner and Bertrand. Bertrand 30-0, Giltner 28-1. And Giltner finally needing to call the timeout here early on. And back there on the serve is Haley Donnell, picking up that last point on serve. 9-5 are ready to go again. And the serve just got across the net, picked up Giltner right there in the middle, set right side. Lyon takes it off the tip. Dig made out of the back row by Donnell. Set to the right side, the attack Savannah High. Picked up and Giltner dumps it into the net. Giltner's done that a couple of times during this rally here that they will get a tough dig and that the set won't be good enough. He'll have to bump it up there. All they got to do is get it across, and they haven't been able to do it. So Bertrand up 10-5. Serve here is deep and out of bounds. So Giltner will get the ball back, trailing by a score of 10-6. Back to serve it away will be Madison Amel, the 5'5 junior. Giltner, the home team on the scoreboard. Deep serve picked up there by Peterson. Set to the right side. The attack driven across by High. Stays in the back row. Giltner having some problems passing the ball right now. Here's a chance again for Bertrand to the outside. The attack rattled across by Molly Capps. Here's the set by Hoppold. Outside attack. Giltner gets the kill with Darby Hendricks. Her first of the match. And it's 10-7. Amel getting the first point on serve here for Giltner. So they finally got something off their serve. And Amel to go again. The lefty into the net. Side out Bertrand. And rotating back into the ball game will be Jaden High. And High will go back to serve it here for the Vikings. Jaden takes it right down the middle. Picked up there by Rhodes. Set to the outside most. And she hit the antenna. Out of bounds it goes. Point Bertrand. So I don't know if it's jitters. And both coaches, especially Coach Polt, will tell me before the game, we've never been in this situation where a state berth is secure, so you don't know what kind of intensity the teams will have. Most on the outside, she'll get the kill straight down the left sideline. And for Danny Most, that'll be her second. Side out Giltner. 12-8 in favor of the Bertrand Vikings. And to serve it away is going to be Hendricks. Stays in the back row. They do get it up front and dumped into the net that time by Bertrand. So they make a little attack error. And it's 12-9. Darby Hendricks on the serve. Clipped the net. Picked up there by the Libero Mason. Overpass. Dumped over. Getting the kill is Brittany Shipp. Shipp steps up and redirects the overpass. 13-9 Bertrand. And Molly Capps will serve it away now for the Vikings. Molly half step. Fires it. Again, down the middle to Most. They'll set it to Danny for the middle attack through the double block off Mason and the kill. The third here of the opening set for Danny Most. Back to serve it away for the Hornets will be Sarah Most. Not a lot of kids on the Giltner roster, only 11 total on the varsity. But they've got a few in already. Serves across, middle attack here by Chesterman is dug out nicely by Darby Hendricks and set across. Bertrand's got another chance here with a slide right side. Chesterman is dug out back row by Amel. Slide Most off the net and down and good. And they're starting to get Most in sync here. Giltner's got four of the last 5 points to cut it to two, 13-11. And Saramos serve. Right down the middle to Jaden High. Set on the outside, the attack by Peterson. Overpass, free ball. Peterson with the swing and got it to fall in the back right corner for the kill. The third for Maddie Peterson, 14-11. Bertrand back to serve it away. Will be Allison Mason. Bertrand with a 3-point lead. They got out to a 10-5 lead. And are holding it right now. Sir, beautiful one into the deep corner. Pass back into the net. Good job by Happel to concentrate, dig it out, pass it over. Now at the net, it'll be tipped across and a net violation on Bertrand. Bertrand let one get away from him right there as they're in the net. 14-12. Giltner was scrambling to find the volleyball that whole point. Now Danny Most will serve it away and Kelby Lyon rotates back into the front row for the Hornets. And the serve. Most of them been right down the middle. Molly Cass picks it up to the outside. The angle attack there by Peterson. Picked up and dug out there by Rhodes and then set across for the kill, Darby Hendricks. And Giltner has cut it to one. 14-13 here in the opening set. Most a chance to tie it here. Halfway home. And the serve. A little deeper in the corner this time at Jaden High. Here's the set on the outside, rolling it off the tape. Trouble for Giltner. They're able to get it right in front of their own bench and pass it across. Free ball here for the Vikings. Dumped across by the center, Brittany Shipp, and she'll get the point. 15-13, Bertrand. And Shipp will go back to serve it away. Down at Holdridge, Southwest takes the first set, 25-16 from Axtell. Southwest 25, Axtell 16, game one. Serve across, Lyon has to tip it across, good position, and she'll tip it to the far wing to get the kill. Second kill for Kelby Lyon, 15-14, and trying to serve for the tie again is Rhodes. Serve across, picked up there by Capps, send to the right, now set to the outside, Donnell with the swing, dug out, back row attack Most into the net, attack error, point Bertrand, 16-14 is the score. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Peterson. She's the one that got this run going that has kept Bertrand in the lead. Serves it at Most. Set to the outside. Here's Hendricks off the block. Down and good. Darby with her third kill. So Most and Hendricks, the top two attackers for Giltner, are exactly that here in game one. And Jacqueline Hoppled to serve it away. Jacqueline fires that one across, set to the outside, Caps. Caps is deep on the attack and out of bounds, and we are tied 16-16. Hoppel with the point on serve, just 2 points at a time here. Four of the last five servers have picked up a point on serve here for Giltner, while the last five servers have not scored for Bertrand, and that's how we've got tied up. Punched across there by Donnell. Again, chance here for Giltner. It'll be rolled over Hendricks, and Hendricks will get the kill, and Giltner has taken the lead. Coach Lisa Mason off the bench here comes all the way up to the court to adjust some things with her team, and now we're ready to go. 17-16, Giltner. Hoppled on the serve. Hoppled goes angle, picked up the far corner by Cap, set back to Molly. She'll go with the standing spike and places it for the kill. She just took it over the back row. It probably would have been in. Giltner went ahead and tried to play the ball, but it just ricocheted off their arm and shot out of bounds. 17-17. Bertrand has both timeouts. Giltner has one remaining. And Donnell to serve into the net. Point Giltner. 18-17. Back in for the Hornets will be Madison Amel. Best of five. We're in the opening set here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Amel with the left-hand serve. Floats it into the corner to Caps again. They'll set Molly. Here she comes down the near sideline and gets kill number four. 18-18. Tight game one. Jaden High rotates in to serve it for the Bertrand Vikings. Not a lot of, in fact, we haven't seen any jump serves or anything crazy, just keeping the ball in play for the most part. Giltner overpasses the serve. It's going to be an ace. Ace serve for Bertrand and Brittany Shipp. That'll be the second ace here. Vikings finally able to get a point on serve, and they regain the lead 19-18. This serve stays in the back row. Most gets it at the 10-foot line. Half swing across, picked up by Mason. Set outside, Caps. She stands strong on the left side, dug out of the back row. Hoppold sets it middle. Most is blocked up front by Chesterman. Picked up by Giltner, and they'll pass it across. Another set, Bertrand on the outside for Caps, and she's down and good. Fifth kill for Molly. 20-18, Bertrand. And Giltner is going to use their final timeout. Timeout on the floor, game one. Bertrand 20, Giltner 18. We're back in a minute.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney delivers.
Four in a row for Bertrand. They're now up 21-18 in game one. Jaden High looking for three in a row. And the line drive serve popped up at the last minute by Amel. Set outside, Most termination. Number five for Giltner. Side out for the Hornets. And Darby Hendricks will go back and serve it away, trailing 21-19. Hendricks deep and out of bounds. Side out Bertrand, 3 points away from the opening set, and Molly Capps is now in the back row. Caps checks with assistant coach Levine. Serves it right to Danny Most. Set back to Danny in the middle. She's blocked up front. Great take, though. Picked it up by Amel. And they will be able to pass it back across into the far corner to Mason. Here's the short set middle. Tapped across by Chesterman. Handled there to Most for the swing. She's going to tip it, and that'll work. Kill number six for Danny Most. Side out Giltner. Back in to serve is Sarah Most. 22-20. Bertrand with the lead late in game one. To set the tone for the match, who's going to be able to pick up game one victory? Great serve and ace. Sarah Most had a little cut on that one, dropped it in the middle of the floor just off the hand of Jaden Hyde, 22-21. First ace of the night for Giltner. And remember, Bertrand still has both timeouts. Serve across, stays in the back row. Run down there by Brittany Shipp from the 10-foot line. Will be taken across by Peterson. Giltner picks it up, dumps it across. The center is wide. No tip that time. Hoppold missed the tip. Point for Bertrand. And Allison Mason will serve it. 23-21. Trying to stay undefeated. Bertrand as Mason serves it across. Picked up there by Darby Hendricks. Slide right side. Most off the block, and it does fall. It was a solid block, and it popped up in the air, but it just ticked the Bertrand side of the net and fell. Most with seven kills. And now Danny will go back to serve it away, trying to tie it up here late in game number one. Serve is across, picked up by Jaden High, set to the outside. The attack is down and good again on Peterson, her fourth, and it is game point Bertrand, 24-22. And into the front row will be Savannah High. And back to serve it away will be Brittany Shipp. Game point for Bertrand in the opening set. And Shipp serve right in the middle. Most picks it up. Sarah, they get it to the 10-foot line. Has to be dumped across. Clips the net. Trouble here for Bertrand. And they ran into the standard. Ball came across. No call because it was the standard, not the net. It's on Giltner's side. They keep it out of the net. It's going to be tough to get it back, but they do set it across. Free ball here. Bertrand set to the outside, and it is blocked up front by Lyon. Returned for the kill, Bertrand. That was the longest rally of the entire first set, and Bertrand picks up the point there. Savannah High and Haley Donnell up there to finish it off. 25-22 in favor of Bertrand. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, local people, local decisions, local ownership is not just our tagline. It's how we do business. Our experienced team of professionals care about this community, and they care about you, our customer. We strive to provide you with the best in customer service and quick local decisions. Visit us at NebraskaLandBank.com or stop by today at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Let's take a look at some numbers here unofficially from game one for Giltner. Darby Hendricks had a service point, four kills. Sarah Mose, two service points, one was an ace. Madison Amel had a service point. Augusta Rhodes had one kill. Jacqueline Hoppold had two service points. Kelby Lyon, two kills. Danny Mose, a service point and seven kills. 14 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for Giltner. For Bertrand, Molly Capps had five kills. Kate Chesterman, one kill. Maddie Peterson, five service points. One was an ace, four kills. Haley Donnell, two service points and a kill. Brittany Shipp, an ace serve and three kills. Jaden High, two service points in the match. First set, 14 kills, no ace blocks, and two ace serves. Bertrand wins it 25-22. And we'll be back with set two of the D24 District Final after this.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
With our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we get ready for set two, Bertrand able to go on a late run to take a 25-22 victory. And they will serve it away first here in game two. Don't forget NFL, Redskins-Vikings just getting ready to kick off on ESPN Radio. 14-60, 15-50, and the serve is going to be deep and out of bounds here for Bertrand. So Giltner will have Madison Amel go back to serve it away for the Hornets. These teams are not used to dropping very many sets as the serve comes across. Picked up there by Allison Mason. Slide to the right side. Little missed time and four hits will be called. Point Giltner. For Giltner, the last time, because the Hornets swept their two sub-district opponents, last time they lost a set was in the conference tournament. They went five with Shelby Rising City and Bruning Davenport Shickley and went on to win the title. Here's the set outside. Hendricks comes near corner, and it's called out. Point Bertrand. And by the near corner, we mean her near corner, but for us, it was on the far sideline. In other volleyball action, O'Neill St. Mary's has taken the first set from Twin Loop, 25-19. Southwest was able to take the first set from Axtell, 25-16. And Bertrand, a serve to tie it up at two from number two, Molly Capps, her first point on serve. Capps floats it right to the middle of the floor, handled there by Rhodes, set tight to the net, blocked by Bertrand, dug out of their own net by the Hornets. They've got five gals within 3 feet of the net. Here comes a swing for the Vikings, down and good. Peterson just trying to stay in the point. Giltner got sucked up to the net, and the whole back of the floor behind the 10-foot line was open. 3-2 Bertrand, cap serve. Here is the set by Hoppold. Off the block, it's down and good. Darby Hendricks her fifth. Side out Giltner, 3-3. And Hendricks will go back to serve it away. Hendricks serve, clipped the net, fell across. They do get it up. They do pass it across. And a great credit there to Jaden High to keep that alive. Most on the slide, though, will finish it the second time around. Eighth kill for Danny Most. Giltner 4-3. Bertrand took the opening game 25-22. Both teams are headed to state, but it could be a preview of the final. Good way to scout each other right here. As Bertrand takes it to the outside, drives it across with Peterson, and a double hit going to be called on Bertrand, or on Giltner, excuse me. And Peterson will get the ball back over for the Vikings. Allison Mason to serve it away. Mason with a little jump serve. He'll hop, skip, and fire. Kind of the triple jump serve. Danny Most takes it off the tip. Up in the back row by Caps. Outside attack is going to be good for Peterson, taking it off the double block near the scorer's table. And Bertrand regains the lead at 5-4. Don't forget, whenever our match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show with all of the final stats. Trouble for Giltner as they'll pass it out of bounds. The pass went up to the net. Hopple tried to keep it out of the net, and all it did was sail long. A serve for Allison Mason. 6-4 Bertrand. And this serve right down the far wing to Hendricks. Set to Most from off the net. She'll take it back row up there by Caps. Here's the set for Peterson. She's also off the net. And Most will get the block. That is the first ace block of the match for either team. And it belongs to the senior, Danny Most. Most, of course, also leads the team in ace blocks. Lion right behind her. As the serve is across by Sarah Most, Bertrand picks it up and returns it with Maddie Peterson. Here's the set, Danny Most in the middle. She'll tip it across, dug out by Peterson. Slide right side, the attack by Donnell. Dug out there by Amel to the outside. The swing by Rhodes is kept alive. Nice up by Caps. That'll be dumped into the block. Most is able to keep it alive. Two-ball swing for Hoppold. Picked up Bertrand. Terminated by the Vikings. Peterson, her seventh. And Maddie having a heck of a start to this match here. She leads the team in kills, but is looking really good, not only on the season, but leads them tonight. And that'll make it 7-5. And the serve is across here by the setter, Brittany Shipp. Quick dump across, down and good. Also in the net, Bertrand. It wouldn't have mattered, though. Hoppold was able to direct that ball to the floor and get it back on the Hornets' side. Again, Bertrand 30-0. Giltner 28-1. The only loss came to Blue Hill earlier this year. Most with the serve. Danny takes it now on the near sideline to Caps. Back set right side. Pushed across there by Peterson. Moving quickly is Giltner. Middle attack. Kelby Lyon off the dig. It'll go to the back wall and be her third kill. 7-7. Here in game number two. And Most with the serve. Far side, instead of going middle, they're going to go to Donnell, and Donnell will get the kill. Second kill for Haley. And it is 8-7. Bertrand gets the volleyball back. And to serve it away is going to be Peterson. Peterson takes a little something off it, picked up there by Sarah Most, set to the outside for Lyon, and Kelby drives it through the double block for her fourth kill. 8-8. And back to serve it away is Rhodes. Rhodes waits the official signal. Cindy Wells gives it to her. Three back on serve receive, but it doesn't matter. It goes into the net. First service error here of the second set for Giltner. And Bertrand with a 9-8 lead. Haley Donnell will go back and serve it away. Opening set went to Bertrand, 25-22. Two little mini runs was the difference, both for Bertrand. Giltner had to chip away, and when they did, another little mini run. Big swing by Hendricks is blocked up front, right back to her. Now she'll roll it across. Dig is passed into the net, pulled out of the net. Bertrand is able to get it back across and get the point. Not Caps. It was Ship that got the kill. And again, great defense here by Bertrand. That really has been the difference so far in the match. 10-8. And Donnell to serve again. Strong Danny Most. Set to the right side line. Off the tip, down and good. Number five for Kelby. Looks like they're going to need her tonight. And back to serve it away will be Hoppled for Giltner. 10-9, Bertrand with the lead. And chance to tie it here for the Hornets. Hoppled, deep middle. Dug out there, Peterson. Quick set right side. They send double. It is going to be high on it. Pass back across, but out of bounds by Giltner. Point Bertrand. 11-9. Back into the ball game. Jaden High. She'll go serve it away here for the Vikings. Taking a look at D2. We've told you that these two teams are ranked number one and two. Take a look at some of their competition a little bit down the road as Hendricks in the middle is blocked by Caps. They're able to pick it up, and most out of the back row will take the swing. Dug out there by Peterson. Play at the net, and they're going to give the ball to Bertrand. And picking up the point is Brittany Schiff, and a timeout on the floor. It was game one to Bertrand, 25-22. They've got a 12-9 lead over Giltner here in game two on Classic Hits.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
Welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Out of the Giltner timeout, it's going to be an ace serve for Bertrand. Give it to Jaden High as it rattles off the back row, and nobody able to pass it forward after that, 13-9. Now Meade, who is third or second in the wildcard points, third in the rankings, then Ewing and Fall City Sacred Heart, who were beat in the sub-district finals, are 4-5. Both should get in on a wild card. Then you got Sterling and Exeter Milligan, unfortunately, going to be on the outside, a team that Giltner is familiar with. Caps on the attack, dug out over pass, free ball Bertrand, and Brittany Schiff out of the center position is all of a sudden on fire. That is her sixth kill. 14-9, Bertrand. And High still at that service line. Goes with the high, short one. Picked up by Rhodes. Set high to the outside and is set across. Again, Danny Most is stuck in the back row right now for Giltner. And the outside attack is down and good by Molly Capps. That timeout didn't help Giltner. And Coach Kurt Polt's going to go to the bench and bring Taylor Rhodes into the ball game. So when it looked like Bertrand might actually have to call a timeout, they took it over and have won on a massive run, 15-9. Service pass tight to the net. Good set. Hendricks takes some frustration out from the middle and gets her sixth kill. Darby side out here for Giltner. And back into the ball game is Augusta Rhodes. Early second quarter, Oklahoma is holding Baylor in check. It's a baseball score. Baylor 3, Oklahoma 2. 13 minutes to go in the second quarter. Serves across. Ace for Amel. Madison with her first ace, second ace for Giltner. 15-11 Bertrand. Of course, Oregon will play later tonight against Stanford. Also Thursday night NFL action. Just underway, scoreless through 2 minutes as Bertrand goes middle and gets a kill for Kate Chesterman. Chesterman's been pretty quiet, only her second kill. But it will give Bertrand a 16-11 lead. And Molly Capps back to serve it away. And again, Bertrand won the opening game. Caps goes deep middle. Popped up to the outside Most, but can't get a swing. Just had to go with a running jab. And it'll be set back by Bertrand. Sloppy point right now. Who will get control of it? Set across by Hendricks. Chance here for Bertrand. They go to the outside. Peterson partially blocked. Hoppled with the set. Hendricks with the swing. That one is a big swing that's passed all the way to the ceiling. Caps and then a double hit call. That was so high up in the air. It was tough to control, and Giltner picks up the point. Back to serve it away for the Hornets, Darby Hendricks. She'll go on an angle to Mason, dumped across there by the center ship. One arm return, free ball kill, Bertrand's Madison Peterson, her eighth. 17-12, Bertrand. Passing has definitely been the difference in this volleyball game here tonight. And Mason will go back and serve it away for Bertrand. Mason down the middle to Danny Most. Good point. Pass to Hopple. Back to Most. Middle attack blocked up front. Dug out and hit back over. Off the tape. Set up here for Peterson. One arm return is out of bounds. Peterson with her ninth kill. And the second and final timeout will be used here by Giltner. Timeout on the floor. Bertrand won the opener 25-22, and they're up 18-12. Game two of the D24 District Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Out of the Giltner timeout, it is Allison Mason to serve it away. And didn't like the toss, so she lets it fall. We'll replay the point. 18-12, Bertrand leads Giltner in game two. They won the opening set 25-22. Served down the middle, Danny Most. Hoppled, back set, Most right side. Dug out there by Caps, waiting for it to come down. Set middle, it is out of bounds, but was it tipped? Yes, it was tipped. Give the kill to Donnell. That'll be her third. 19-12, Bertrand. And the serve. Across it comes to Amel. Stays in the back row to Shelby Hendricks. She'll set it over. Here is the set outside. Another swing. Peterson eats up Amel. That's a kill. I'll tell you what, there's still some match to go. But it was interesting seeing who would be the favorite coming in. Bertrand has just not been able to play near the competition. A lot of their conference foes are down this year. And a lot of the area competition that have been tough, not this year, as the pass close to the net by Most is picked up and punched over by Hopple, quickly returned by Bertrand. Set to the outside, and again, just dinked across there by Giltner, not getting very many swings. Back row attack, Caps, and everything going down. It's 21-12. Mason stays at the line, but just to finish our point, Giltner definitely has had the tougher schedule throughout the year. But so far tonight, Bertrand hasn't worried about it, and they are on fire, and they're about ready to go up two games to none. Mason with the serve. Low one. Overpass. Overpass right back and tipped down by the center, Brittany Shipp, who has been way more involved in the ball game tonight than you would usually see the center. And she has got 7 kills. Peterson's got 10. Shipp and Caps already have 7. Most only has 1 kill in this set for Giltner, 8 in the match. And it is set across by Danny Most, 22-12. Bertrand, slide right side, flicked across there by Donnell, picked back up. They'll try one more time. This time it's an outside attack. Peterson, down and good. And when you've got confidence and when you've got momentum, there is no timidness in Bertrand right now, and they are just running away and hiding. They have now scored 7 in a row, and they're up 23-12. Mason trying to just finish this second set out. Over to Darby Hendricks. High set Most in the middle. Had to take something off it. It's dug out by Shipp. Back row set across by Caps to Hendricks. Now Most is going to get a swing from the middle, but she's blocked. Ace block. Haley Donnell makes it 24-12. Game point for Trand. Trying to run it off the last 9 points here. And the serve handled here. Hoppled will overset. It's above the net. The joust comes over to Bertrand. They'll back set middle. The attack is down and good by Donnell, and that is it. 25-12. Bertrand dominates game number two, and they lead 2-0 in this battle of number one and number two. We'll be back. Look at the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The First State Bank in Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. First State Bank in Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking. From commercial to personal, First State Bank in Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. First State Bank in Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers now that we had from the second set for Giltner. Darby Hendricks had 2 kills. Madison Amel, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Jacqueline Hoppold had 1 kill. Kelby Lyon, 3 kills. Danny Most, a service point, an ace block, 1 kill. 7 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve for Giltner. For Bertrand, Allison Mason had 9 service points. 1 was an ace. Molly Capps, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Kate Chesterman, a kill. Maddie Peterson had 7 kills in that game. Haley Donnell, a service point, an ace block, and 3 kills. Brittany Shipp, 4 kills. Jaden High, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Bertrand had 17 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves. This was an 8-8 tie, and Bertrand wins it 25-12. They're up 2-0 over the Hornets. We'll see if Giltner can rally or if Bertrand goes to state undefeated. It's all coming up after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. As always, we want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action. Let's take a look at the second set down at Holdridge. Axtell 25-17 over Southwest, so it's even at a set apiece between Axtell and Southwest. Giltner will serve it away to start the third set, and Bertrand has to set it across with Molly Capps. Middle attack, Danny Mose tips it over the double block, and there's a wide open floor. And Giltner will get the first point here of the third set. Danny Most with 9 kills in the match so far. 6 for Darby Hendricks, 5 for Kelby Lyon. Left-handed serve goes right down the middle to Peterson. Set right side, Caps through the double block, down and good. Point Bertrand. For Bertrand, Madison Peterson, 11 kills. 8 now for Molly Caps and 7 for Brittany Shipp, who is the setter. And back to serve it away, Jaden High. High, right down the middle to Rhodes. Set to the right side. Here's the tip across by Hendricks. Comes off the floor. They'll have to pass it back into the middle. Half slap by Chesterman. Giltner's got a shot with Hendricks. Takes it off the tape. Dug out. Pass to the middle. Here is Shipp. She'll take it to the outside for Caps. Her swing is dug out. And then a block at the net by Molly Caps. one-on-one with the shorter Shelby Henricks, and she'll get her first ace block. 2-1 Bertrand. Jaden High messes with the far right sideline, and again it's tapped across by Danny Most. Here's the set to the outside, caps down and good. And I don't know what Bertrand will have to find here, but they are just totally out of sync. 3-1, they're not getting swings. They're not back defensively right now. They just seem to be out of system the whole point. And we've got a in-the-net violation on the Hornets trying to set it. They step across the center line, and it's 4-1 Bertrand. Jaden High, short serve ace. 5-1 Bertrand. Coach Kurt Polt trying to come off the bench and just give his kids some encouragement here. That's about all you can do. They need something good to happen on the Hornets sideline, and there it is with Darby Henricks getting the kill. But boy, Bertrand, since this thing was tied 8-8, has went nutso, winning it 25-12 and jumping out 5-1 here in the third set. Now it's 5-2 after the Henricks kill, and Darby will serve it away. Picked up by Mason. Here is the set by Ship. Back row attack. Peterson softs it across. Tip back by Most. Play at the net. Flicked across by Chesterman. Free ball chance here. Most in the middle. Again, it's too tight. She has to tip it across. Set right back over by Jaden High. Picked up there by Amel. And to the outside, it's rolled across for a Giltner point. Rhodes with her second kill. And a long rally. The Hornets have not won many of those, but they do get this one. 5-3 Bertrand. And the serve is a tough one. Mason overpass, free ball. There's Danny Most. She'll make contact and drive it down for her 10th kill on the overpass. And finally, a little something positive going here for the Hornets. And the serve flicked across to Mason. Set outside, caps. She takes it over the front line, dug out by Amel. From off the net, the attack is into the net. Error for Giltner. Side out Bertrand. Bertrand up 2-0 and 6-4 in the third. Caps to serve it away. In the college football ranks, Oklahoma 5, Baylor 3, 9:40 to go in the first half. Serve across. Giltner goes Most again. She elevates over the double block, but Mason's there to dig it out. Good up by Chesterman, and it'll be taken across. Dug out of the back row by Amel. Set to the outside. The tip was going to be close to out of bounds by Rhodes, but Bertrand played it and then passed it into their own net. Maybe a break there for Giltner. In the NFL tonight, midway through the first quarter, Washington 3, Minnesota nothing. Again, most of the games that they've billed as high scoring never turn out that way this year in the NFL. As Saramos serves it across, it'll be flicked over there quickly by Chesterman. And the outside attack off the block, they say, of Bertrand. So Danny Most will tip it over. Overpass Bertrand, free ball, but no hitter in the middle. So it's bumped up by Augusta Rhodes. Now Most will be blocked. Another dig by Amel. All of a sudden, the play has gotten much better. Another block up front by Chesterman. Another dig and kill for the Giltner Hornets. Jacqueline Hoppel just kept with it. Boy, great defense during that point for Bertrand. But they did not win the point, and we are tied at 6. So Bertrand jumped out to a 5-1 lead. Now a 5-1 answer for the Vikings. Sarah Most with the serve. The attack blocked up front by Danny Most. Dug out there by Peterson. And Maddie will pass it across to Sarah Most. Set too close to the net. It actually went over the net and is out of bounds. Point Bertrand. 7-6. And McKenzie, or Molly Caps. You know, I probably said McKenzie more than once tonight. I apologize. Molly Caps. That's what happens when you cover a school too many times throughout the years. As Allison Mason hits the net and it falls over for an ace. Second ace for Allison. And Bertrand is up 8-6. That is the 6th ace serve. Make it 7th ace serve for Bertrand. This one clears the net with no problem. Picked up by Henricks. Set a little wide and that leads to an attack error. And just that quick, 3 straight points here for Bertrand to take the lead back. At 9-6. O'Neill St. Mary's took game 2, 25-17 from Twin Loop. They're up 2-0. Served by Mason. at 9-6 Bertrand. High set, most right side over the double block. It's dug out, tight to the net. Keeping it out of the net is Schiff. It's passed across. Free ball here, Hornets. Set on the slide, tipped across again by Most. This one will work. Number 11 for Danny. Side out, Giltner. And rotating back in, Kelby Lyon. She plays that front row when Most is in the back. And Danny goes back there now to serve it away. Again, Axtell and Southwest split their first two sets, even at one apiece. Strong serve, eats the back row up. Half swing, gets across there for Peterson. Giltner sets middle for Lyon off the single block of Donnell. They'll pick it up, but it's passed off the mark. All they can do is set it across. Lyon again in the middle, off the double block. Mason with the dig. Dumped over by the setter, and Schiff finds the spot in the far corner again. 10-7 Bertrand. Schiff with eight kills. Brittany Schiff hasn't been the whole story tonight, but she's been a big part of it here for Bertrand. And now they're ready to serve the volleyball away with Schiff. Right down the middle of Sarah Most. Pass stays in the back row. Most tries to hit it off her back foot from the back line, and you know that's not going to work. 11-7. Brittany Schiff with just her second service point. But passing, if it stays like this, both coaches, that'll be what they say, passing. Especially Giltner, they just haven't been getting it done. And there's an ace serve. Brittany Schiff with the ace serve to make it 12-7. And Coach Kurt Polt will use his first timeout. Bertrand looking like a team that will come in and sweep this battle of one versus two. They are up two games to none and 12-7 in the third. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
We are back. Doug Gooded, Jeff Babel, our producer-engineer from the D24 District Final at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic High School. A battle in game one, but since then it's been all Bertrand. They won 25-22, 25-12, and they lead Giltner 12-7 here in the third. And out of the Giltner timeout, Brittany Schiff to serve, just had an ace. This one's picked up. Right side attack, block. Ace block, Haley Donnell. Peterson was with her, but Donnell gets her second ace block. We were tied at six. It's a 7-1 run here by Bertrand. 13-7. Schiff with the serve. Fires it down the middle to Sarah Most. Good pass to the outside line, but her attack is into the net. 14-7, Bertrand. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Giltner, Bertrand, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the serve into the corner to Most. Here is the set by Hoppold to the outside line. Again, with that double block, she's trying to cut it to the near side. And puts it into the net. 15-7. I'll tell you what, this is not the way you want to go into a state tournament, even if you get that wild card. Giltner is going to have some work to do in practice. Obviously, 28-1, they have not had to go through much of this. On an overpass, there's the swing by High. Dug out and passed right back. Giltner set to the outside. There's a swing that went into the net. Into the net, four hits called. A little late on the whistle, but it was the right call. Giltner will pick it up. And that snaps a six-point run by Bertrand. 15-8 Vikings. Augusta Rhodes to serve. Gets it across. Peterson set to the outside. Standing spike Donnell. Dug out by Hendricks. Set middle for Lyon. Off the single block. It's dug out there by Schiff. Middle attack blocked again. And that time it's Kelby Lyon. Lyon with her first ace block. Point Hornets. Rhodes with her first service point. And Rhodes serve. There's a bullet back middle, picked up by Mason, stays in the back row. Molly Capps gets it across, dug out there by Hendricks. Back to Darby, but a standing spike to Mason. Looking for Capps again, but this time they'll back set it. And Peterson with her 12th kill. Side out for Trand. And Peterson will serve it away. That's the 12th kill for Peterson, which is the match high. 9 for Molly Capps, 8 for Brittany Ship. And the deep serve ties him up in the back row again. Danny Most bumps it up. Lyon will roll it across. Here's the set, Savannah High. Capps on the outside, an easy block there. Down by Kelby Lyon. Capps was wide, didn't have much choice. Good play by Giltner. And to serve it away, Jacqueline Hoppold. Hoppold to serve, trying to get Giltner back into the match. First, they've got to get back into this game. Line drive serve into the corner. Picked up, Capps on the outside. Rattles it off the block. Dug out by Augusta Rhodes. Tipped across by Hendricks. Trouble for Bertrand. But they will run it down, pass it across, free ball. Hoppold sets middle. Lyon takes it down and good. Kelby with her 6th kill. 4 of the last 5 points have went to Giltner. And the 8-point lead is down to 5. Hoppold to serve. Bertrand has yet to have to burn a timeout tonight. Coach Mason would like to keep it that way. Serve takes Peterson off her feet. And they'll pass it across Capps, but it's out of bounds. Point Giltner, and there is the first timeout of the night for Bertrand. So Bertrand, a couple of errors. Giltner, a couple of good swings. And they're back within shouting distance of Bertrand. But the Vikings are up 2-0 and 16-12 in the third here on Classic Hits.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Serves it across for Giltner. Capps is blocked, but on the block, Giltner grabbed the net. Oh, tough break there for the Hornets. Just when they were coming out of a timeout with a little bit of momentum, the ball on the net violation goes back over to Bertrand, up 17-12. And serving it away is Haley Donnell. Set is off the mark. Danny Mose can only set it across. So here's a quick play by Bertrand, and the attack is out of bounds by Kate Chesterman by just an inch, right in front of the Lions gal. Down at Holdridge, Southwest has dominated Axtell in game 3, 25-11. Southwest leads Axtell 2-1. And in is Madison Amel, is serving here for Giltner. Dumped across right back at Amel. She was ready for it. Set up by Hopple, tipped across by Danny Most. Most needs to get more swings, though. Slapped over by Molly Capps. Hornets now Most at the net, tight, blocked. All she could do was tip it, and she's blocked up front by Kate Chesterman. Savannah High was also there with her. But the off passes leading to tough setting for Hoppel tonight. 18-13, and Bertrand serves it across. Here's Most from the outside, and off the tip, she's going to get the kill. Danny Most, that'll be her 12th. So she has 12 for Giltner. Peterson has 12 for Bertrand. The season leading hitters are leading tonight. Side out for Darby Hendricks of Giltner. Again, Bertrand, 2-0 lead, 25-22 and then 25-12. 18-14 in the third. Here's the set by Ship. Off the net will be punched across by Molly Capps. Set for Most in the middle. Goes with a left-handed tip. Pass close to the net. Tip back over. Problems for Giltner. They're not going to get it back. And give the point to Chesterman up front. All she was trying to do was get the ball over. And a timeout by Giltner. It'll be their final one. Will it be the final one of the match? It will be if they don't rally. Bertrand up 2-0 and 19-14 here in the third set on Classic Hits.
Countryside Market in Bertrand would like to thank everyone for their business this year and would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get all you need for your family feast at the Countryside Market. Come have lunch with us at the deli with daily noon specials. Don't forget to pick up the potato bologna for the holidays. All at the Countryside Market in Bertrand, a very proud sponsor of high school sports. Congratulations and best of luck to a wonderful team from the Countryside Market in Bertrand.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
Out of the Giltner timeout. Line drive serve. Most on the attack. Down and good. And the Hornets get the ball back. 19-15. Whenever our match is done, whether it's a sweep by Bertrand or we go 4-5, we'll have the Mischio Sports postgame show. As Sarah Most hits it off the net. Trouble for Bertrand, but they will get it back over with Caps out of the back row. Hoppled slide. Most right side. Off the block. Diving save once, twice, they'll get it back. What a great play there by High and Ship. One more time, Most on the slide. That one is blocked, comes back over to Hoppold. Two ball tip by Most, picked up by Mason and free balled across. Now Giltner goes elsewhere to hit in the net. Well, Bertrand denied one of the top hitters in the state in D2 and Danny Most three times in a row. And it worked out in their favor. They kept the point alive and won the point 20-15. And Allison Mason, who served out game two, is now back there in game three. Down the middle to Hendricks. Darby gets it up front. Most off the right side. Miss hit it into the net. Attack error. Again, some miscommunication between the setter and the hitter. Most went wide. The set came to the middle. And it did not work out for the Hornets. 21-15, serve across to Hendricks. Most, right side, deep. 22-15, and the frustration has set in for the Hornets. And Bertrand, 3 points away from a shocking sweep. O'Neill St. Mary's has swept Twin Loop tonight, dominated them in the third set, 25-8. Here's the outside attack for Augusta Rhodes, and finally, Rhodes able to pick up a kill, her third, and get the ball back over for Giltner. But you talk about your backs against the wall. Not only does Danny Most get out of the front row, she's back to serve. They're 3 points away from elimination. Serve is across to Ship, to High, to the outside. It's Peterson. The attack picked up by Giltner, and they're able to somehow get it flicked back across, even though it hit the net. And then two Bertrand Vikings run into each other, and it goes into their side of the net. Point Giltner. Giltner doesn't care how they get him, but they need him, and they need him in a hurry. Bertrand has one timeout remaining. Giltner is out, 22-17. Bertrand, slide right side. The attack by Donnell. Great dig out there. And it'll be tipped back by Brittany Ship. She'll get the kill. Hoppold fell to the floor to dig the first one, so she wasn't there to pick up the second one. And Ship, the setter, gets her ninth kill. And now Bertrand with Ship to serve at 2 points away from the win, 23-17. The mini jump serve picked up Sarah Most. Overpass at the net falls on the side of the Giltner Hornets. Give credit to Peterson. And it is match point for the Bertrand Vikings off the serve of Brittany Ship, who had five in a row earlier in the game. 24-17, match point Bertrand. The serve across, trouble, ace match. In dominating fashion, the Bertrand Vikings sweep Giltner tonight, 25-22, 25-12, 25-17. Giltner falls to 28-2, and Bertrand will head to the D2 state tournament a perfect 31-0 and most likely the number one seed. We will take a look at the state bracket. We'll give you some other scores. We'll give you the stats. We'll talk to the coaches. It's all coming up as part of the Mischio Sports postgame show when we continue on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Bertrand, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations to Audrea and the entire Giltner volleyball team on a fantastic season. Go Lady Hornets from Joyce Agronomics.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance. High Farm and Bertrand is a very proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to take the time to say great job to the teams and coaches and the very best of luck in tonight's game. High Farms is proud to be from such a great community, full of friendly people amid hardworking athletes. Teamwork is a great lesson to take with you no matter where you go in life. So remember how hard our teams play and remember to enjoy every bit of time you get to play, work, and spend time with your friends and family from High Farms in Bertrand.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
The Giltner Booster Club wishes the Hornets best of luck. You make our school and community proud. The Giltner Booster Club is 95 members strong and is working to enhance all Giltner students and extracurricular activities. Good luck, Hornets, from the Giltner Booster Club.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
We want to thank Athletic Director Rick Petrie here at Kearney Catholic and all the fine sponsors from the Giltner and Bertrand area for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball. We'll continue to follow these and the rest of the area teams at the state tournament, which begins next Thursday. But right now, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. A great selection to choose from at Misco's. They've been taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades. They continue to travel the state to make sure our athletes are the best equipped. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you work and shop at Misco Sports. In the third set for Giltner, Darby Hendricks had two service points and a kill. Sarah Most had a service point. Madison Amel had one service point. Augusta Rhodes, a service point and two kills. Jacqueline Hoppold had two service points and a kill. Kelby Lyon had two ace blocks. She also had one kill. Danny Most, one service point, and she had five kills in that game. 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, no ace serve for the Giltner Hornets. Coming up for Bertrand, Allison Mason had 3 service points. One was an ace. Also, Molly Capps had an ace block and 2 kills. Kate Chesterman, an ace block and 1 kill. Madison Peterson had 2 kills. Haley Donnell had an ace block. Brittany Shipp, 7 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. Jaden High, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. I had Bertrand with just 7 kills, but they had 3 ace blocks and 4 ace serves to take the third and final set, 25-17. We'll come back with the cumulative stats and hopefully a chance to chat with both coaches right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney delivers.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Coming up, we'll be talking to the coaches, including Victorious Coach from Bertrand and Lisa Mason. But while they make their way up this way, we will give you the final stats. For Giltner, Darby Hendricks had 3 service points and 7 kills. Sarah Most had 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Madison Amel, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Augusta Rhodes had 1 service point and 3 kills. Jacqueline Hoppold had 4 service points, 2 kills. Kelby Lyon, 2 ace blocks and 6 kills in the match. For Danny Most, she had 3 service points, 1 ace block, and she had a match-high 13 kills. For the Giltner Hornets, they finished with a total of 31 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. Giltner falls to 28-2, but will get to the state tournament on a wild card berth. For Bertrand, Allison Mason, 12 service points, 2 of them aces. Molly Capps, 2 service points, 1 was an ace block, and 9 kills. Kate Chesterman, an ace block, and 3 kills. Maddie Peterson, 5 service points, 1 was an ace, and a team high and match high 13 kills. Haley Donnell, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, 4 kills. Brittany Shipp, monster night for her. 8 service points, 3 of them aces. She had 9 kills from the setter position. And Jaden High had 10 service points, and 2 of those were aces. 38 kills, 4 ace blocks, 9 ace serves. Bertrand 31-0 with a straight set victory, 25-22, 12-17, as they head to state. And Coach Lisa Mason joins us here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Lisa, congratulations. I guess no one would have expected either team to dominate in a 1-versus-2 matchup, but after you guys scratched out the opening set, you just had everything clicking. Did you see this coming tonight?
No way. Certainly didn't expect this. I expected a battle, didn't know, really expected it to probably go 5 sets back and forth. So this was a really amazing night for us.
You were able to keep Danny Most in the back row when you went on a lot of your runs. You try to map things up like that, but how were you able to keep her in the back row and talk about the rotation?
Well,
we had
strong rotation then, strong serving. Any one of my kids can serve tough, so it just kind of worked out that we were able to serve consistently and tough when she was in the back row, and both her and Darby Hendricks were in the back row, so that allowed us to really go on a run.
We mentioned it as the match progressed. I was going to guess that serving and passing was the big match, a big key tonight. You really kept Giltner on their heels.
We stressed that. That's got to be our best part of our game, and we do have really tough servers We have good passers. Allison Mason's one of the best liberos in the area, if not the state. I have a great setter that just allows us, and once we get stuff picked up, to run an offense. And, you know, on any one night, if they're keying on one hitter, we have five more to go to. And then Ship herself is a really tough competitor at the net and gets her share of kills every game. So, you know, that's probably why we can win a lot of games, is because we have so many different weapons to go to.
Yeah, balance throughout the season, balance tonight. A lot of the talk before the match was how much you guys had been challenged compared to Giltner. What does this say about your team now that you've been challenged by the other number one slash two team?
I kind of wondered that myself, you know. I knew Southwest was a really tough team when we played them in the conference final. But I just, you know, you just don't know how you're going to match up. We had to play so many Division IV teams this year, which kind of hurt our point totals. You question a little bit. You don't know. We played a tough match with Dundee County out west there. They're huge across the net. I didn't know how it would match up, but I was glad to see our kids step up and play hard tonight.
I know Coach Polt told me before the match tonight, he goes, we haven't been in a situation where the state tournament is wrapped up and didn't know how his kids were going to react. Were you in the same boat? Kind of wondering how things would go, even though they knew they were going to state no matter what happened tonight?
Yeah, you know, well, that really did help us knowing that we were going anyway, because we could play relaxed. You know, it wasn't all on the line right now, and we could do what we do, you know, with a lot of stress and pressure. But, you know, the district situation is, you know, I know Ed Rouse at Minden is, you know, in a tough situation every year. It's unfortunate that so many good teams get put in the same district. I don't know what the exact answer is. I know what, you know, B is going to the sub-district or sub-state format. So I guess we'll kind of see how that plays out.
I know there's some proposals out there. We'll see if we can get those worked out. Finally, before we let you go, Lisa, now just kind of the thought going into the state tournament. Now you are the number one team without a doubt. Undefeated going into the state tournament in Grand Island. And boy, if the kids play like this, the target will be on your back, because you will be the best team, but still three more matches to go.
We have to play one game. That's been our philosophy all season long, one game at a time. I know I was asked earlier about having the undefeated season and what our goals were. And, you know, really that wasn't our goal this year, to be undefeated. We just knew that with Giltner in our district, that we were going to have every single point that we could get. And, you know, we just had to take one match at a time. So that's kind of what our focus has been, you know, just on the small baby steps. And it's boomed into this massive 31-0. You know, I kind of joked. I got Diane Rose at Grand Island Northwest, and I coached in the All-Star game, and they're the only other team in the state that's undefeated right now, and we're both the Vikings, and we coach in that All-Star game together, so we've kind of got a little...
Keep it going.
Teamwork thing going there with Grand Island Northwest, so...
Everybody's going to want to coach now.
I hope Diane and the Northwest Vikings have a great finish here to the season, and hopefully we can stay undefeated too. So,
yep, they've got their sub-state at home against Gehring on Saturday. Coach, we'll let you go celebrate, and we'll see you in Grand Island. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
That's Bertrand head volleyball coach Lisa Mason joining us here as they win it in straight sets, 25-22, 25-12, and 25-17. We'll see if we can get a word with Giltner coach Kurt Polt and be back with more on the Mesco Sports postgame show after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here from Cope Gymnasium. An update from Holdridge. Axtell has won the fourth set, 25-18. So Axtell and Southwest are headed to a fifth set tonight. Also, O'Neill St. Mary's swept Twin Loop. Bertrand sweeps Giltner tonight. And we have head coach Kurt Polt with us here. And, Coach, your girls experienced something tonight that they haven't experienced all year. With just two losses, this doesn't come around. Are you as shell-shocked, I suppose, as myself and probably the fans?
I don't know if shell-shocked. We understand how good Bertrand is. Maybe a little disappointed with the fact that I didn't think we played our best game. And like I told the girls after the game, I said I put that on myself because it did not look like we were prepared to play tonight, and that's my job.
You told me before the match you weren't sure what it was going to be like knowing that you were going to go to state. And then you went in the locker room and had the kids come out. Did you get a sense that they were loose, tight, or, having fun, or did you get any sense at all?
No, I had a sense. I thought we were ready to play. They look like this group of girls is not a cheer, rah-rah squad. Mm-hmm. They have usually a very calm sense, focus about them. And coming out, I thought they were ready to play, and I thought in the first set that we played fairly well. Throughout the game, though, we continued to, I guess in my words, not ball handle very well, both on serve receive and on defense, and that took us out of system, and when you're out of system, it's very simple. The other team is, and a team like Bertrand, when you allow them to stay in system that long, your defense has got a lot of pressure on your defense.
Yeah, there's no doubt that serve receive passing, a major difference on both sides of the net tonight.
Yeah, that's definitely the difference of the game, and that's something that we have done very well on, and so maybe that's what I'm a little disappointed in. And we weren't using fundamental techniques, and I guess maybe I'm a little disappointed in myself. I must not have got things stressed the way I needed to, but all in all, the goal of the season is to make the state tournament, and when we wake up tomorrow, we're going to find out we're one of the eight teams, and so I know everybody wants to win their district championship and go to state, but we're going to take the runner-up and be proud of it, and we're going to be proud of the fact that these girls have worked through a very difficult schedule this year to be 28-2, and they earned that wild card, and we're going to make the best of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's one off night, and for you, as you said, nobody wants the off night in the postseason, but you do have that safety net. What do you do when you get back to practice to get to where you were in the 28 wins?
Probably the most thing we got to do is we just got to be positive. We have to understand that in any given night in the game of volleyball, the way momentum swings, pretty much anybody can beat anybody, and that's exactly what this is. This was one game, one night, so we're going to go back to practice. We're going to be positive. We're going to continue to work to get better. We're going to continue to keep our chemistry there, and we're going to prepare to play on Thursday. The state tournament is not like any other tournament in volleyball, and I think Class D2 is wide open this year. I think any team that gets hot could run the table, and so the fact that we're one of the eight teams going, we're happy about that.
Well, there's a lot of winning going on in Giltner the last few years with volleyball and football and basketball. So
off to the state tournament. And, Coach, we'll see you there. Thanks for giving us some time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Kurt Polt, head volleyball coach of the Giltner Hornets, and they are headed to the state tournament. We'll take a look at those brackets and tell you where the D2 tournament is at the times when we come back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Probably keeps Chambers Wheeler Central out. We are back here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Another final and exciting one down in Holdridge, where Axtell has come to win game five. They rallied to win game four and five. They win it 15-11. Axtell is headed to the state tournament with a five-set victory over Southwest. Southwest currently is fifth in the wild card points in D1. So they might have an opportunity at a wild card berth there in Class D1. But there are some teams out there. BDS and Friend are both ahead of them, and they are playing tonight. So they'll have to keep their fingers crossed to see if they pick up a wild card at Southwest. But Axtell is in the state tournament tonight. We told you we'd let you know what's going on with the D2 state tournament bracket. It begins 1 week from today. The games in D2 are at Grand Island Central Catholic, and Bertrand should be the number one seed. That means they would play at 6:30, and that is at Grand Island Northwest. The morning games are at Central Catholic. The evening games are at Northwest. So if it falls like it looks like, where they would be one and Giltner would be two, the two seed plays at 9 a.m. at Central Catholic, the three seed plays at 11 a.m. at Central Catholic, and the one seed plays at 6:30 at Grand Island Northwest. And they will be those games. Then Grand Island Senior High, the state semifinals are at 2 and 4 next Friday. And the D2 state championship Saturday morning, November 16th at 11 a.m. following the C2 final. Unbelievable. Bertrand and Axtell now headed to state. Giltner there as well on a wild card. A reminder that Class C action is tomorrow. We'll be in Kennesaw as Kearney Catholic takes on St. Paul for the third time this year. They've split their two previous meetings. The defending champion Stars trying to get back to Grand Island to defend for 2013. 6:50 our pregame, 7 o'clock the first serve tomorrow night. Also, St. Cecilia and Sutton play at Hastings High. Ord and Dundee County Stratton will meet, yes, in the same district. They will meet in North Platte. High school football Tuesday here on Classic Hits. Wallace at Amherst at 3. North Platte St. Pat's at Donovan Trumbull at 6. On ESPN 1460, Elm Creek will host Hemingford at 2. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, next week on Tuesday, 3 o'clock kickoff. Why not at Giltner? Plus, St. Cecilia will be taking on Battle Creek 5:30 on 1230 AM.
KHAS. Right now, NFL football is going on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and it is your Thursday night game with 5 minutes to go in the first half. It's the Redskins 17 and the Vikings 14 in the top 20 battles going on in college football. Baylor was trailing 5-3 midway through the second quarter and then put up three touchdowns. It's Baylor 24, Oklahoma 5 at the half. And with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, Stanford has scored first to lead Oregon 7-0. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show, Misco Sports. You'll be better equipped for the games you played when you get a great selection and get the great gear that you'll need from Misco Sports, taking advantage or taking care of our area athletes and schools traveling the state to make sure they have what they need as they head to the state tournament. Misco Sports from their storefront location in downtown Ord. For our producer-engineer Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney, where Kearney Catholic usually plays their games. They'll be playing St. Paul tomorrow. Tonight, it was the 1-2 teams in D2, and Bertrand sweeps Giltner 25-22, 25-12, 25-17. Other winners tonight, Axtell in 5 over Southwest, and O'Neill St. Mary's a straight set winner over Twin Loop. This is Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.